The Strategy Book by Max McEwan. Introduction. What can the Strategy Book do for you? You can use the secrets in it to become an effective strategic thinker and leader. The Strategy Book can help you understand strategy. If you're ambitious, you can use the powerful strategy tools in this book to shape your future. The Strategy Book has its own strategic advantage. It's easy to read without dumbing down its strategic ideas. It's simple to use, but it's still based on a core set of intelligent strategic foundations. It offers clear explanations of tools that will help make sense of complex leadership situations. The ideas in this book are based on hard-won experience and knowledge. I've worked with some of the most admired companies in the world. I've also worked with smaller companies who are some of the most ambitious in the world. Some were feeling complacent, others were facing problems and crisis points. All of them wanted more success. This book helps with all of those situations, and it also helps people who are studying strategy as part of a course or a degree. A lot of the books you have to study are either too shallow or far too long. The chapters here are about giving you the best ideas in strategy, but wrapped up in a usable, enjoyable package. How to use this book? The strategy book is organized into six parts. The first five tackle the really important challenges that a leader of any team of any size will face in creating strategy and making that strategy work. Each part is subdivided into specific action topics. You can dip in and out of each section as you feel relevant. These parts have been written clearly so that you can benefit from my experience as a strategist, whether you are a novice or an expert. Each of the action topics has the following structure. Headline description, so you know what the topic is about, why it's important, and have a brief summary of how the contents will help. Strategic examples, so you can read about a successful company that faced the same kind of challenge and used the same kind of principles to solve their problem. This is a powerful and memorable way to learn. Strategy ratings. So you have an idea how important the principle is in your work as a strategic thinker. The strategy six are the main principles and are worth reading first. This section also lets you know how often a strategic challenge will be used and who should be involved. Objective. Why you should take the subject seriously as a leader and what you should be trying to achieve. Context. How the subject fits into the broader pattern of leadership and the kind of situation you're dealing with to achieve success. Challenge. Why the subject is difficult and valuable, and also ways of succeeding with the challenge effectively as a strategist. Success. What has to happen to succeed with the challenge. Strategist's measure of success. Ways you can assess your progress. Strategist's checklist. A summary of the actions you have to take to put the strategy principle into action. And related ideas. A suggestion of an idea from another writer that supports or complements the strategic topic. The sixth part of the book is the strategist's toolkit. The most important models and tools of strategy are explained in very precise, practical, and efficient terms. You can move from the toolkit to the action topics. Or you can move from the specific action topics back to models that help you to organise your thoughts. There's also a list of further reading if you want to dig deeper. And naturally, there's an index to make it easier to find your way to specific topics. The strategy book is clearly structured and easy to use, something that you will find yourself referring back to again and again.